teacher who never thought she would be inspiring and leading students for a living has been honored as our Teacher of the Year by the Veterans of Foreign Wars.
Alice Yang teaches at Cape Horn Sky School and Canyon Creek Middle Schools in Washougal. She was nominated by a coworker and a parent of one of her students.
I didn't go into education from college. I actually got my degree in architecture. So I worked as an architect for a while until I had my daughter. I was reading about child development and how they grow, and it was just so fascinating. So I stayed home with her and started a home daycare, and that turned into two of my parents that I watched their kids for. They were teachers. And at that time, I was doing, like, basically playing school, like writing lesson plans for the kids and, you know, incorporating a lot of art and music. And so the teacher said, you need to go into teaching because you are a natural. And I had not thought about teaching at all. That was not on my radar. But the more I thought about it and the more they encouraged me, I went ahead and got alternatively certified. And so became a teacher and haven't looked back since. It's the best thing in the world.
And I would imagine that every once in a while you run into a child who just absolutely amazes you with their talent.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. And the more experience I have and the more exposure I have to, you know, to kids and kind of learning about them, you definitely see some kids with just a natural ability that they're born with. But creativity definitely is something that you can work towards. And some people think that if you're not born creative, then you can't be creative. And that's not true. It's definitely a skill that everyone can develop.
And creativity is actually really good for us. It's good for our brains. It's good, you know, to keep us from falling into boredom or getting into trouble, all kinds of things.
And also for problem solving, which is something we really need today. So creativity and the arts are so important in a child's education.
You know, winning an award like this, I mean, does it change you, your life at all? Does it change your goals at all? Or is it just kind of a nice little bonus?
Because I didn't go to college for education, I've always had imposter syndrome and I've always felt like a fake teacher. But during COVID, that gave me time to kind of reflect. And so I got my master's in art education during that time. And now I feel like a legitimate teacher, but I feel like I'm a, kind of on the beginning part of being a good master teacher. So this award, I think, just really encouraged me to live up to the title and the expectations of that award. So it makes me want to work harder to make myself feel like I really deserve it.
Brooke Hensley is principal at Cape Horn Sky School and says Yang deserves the accolades.
She is so incredibly inspiring. My own two children have actually benefited from her art instruction, and they are artists because of her inspiration. She truly exemplifies dignity and care and love of arts and love of school and our community. And that is shown through talking with parents and all of the other teachers, and all of the kids just love Alice.
Luckily, it doesn't happen all of the time, but every once in a while, you know, all of us have had a teacher who just kind of seemed to be there, not necessarily taking those extra steps and really showing, you know, passion and care for the kids.
Oh, that is definitely not Alice. She is here through and through. She is actually here many hours before and after school, on the weekends. She is here with her heart. She loves the Cape and Canyon communities. She loves the kids. She is here, and I truly know that it's not a job for her. It is a passion, and she feels a strong draw to do what's right for kids and to help them express themselves.
That's the Teacher of the Year, nominated by the Veterans of Foreign Wars, Alice Yang, our KXL Everyday Hero.